I very much welcome the extension to the submissions to the end of May. I think that was very, very important. I have proposed that the council, the TAA, would have another public consultation drop-in in the three venues, Lifford, Letterkenny and Belfast and Stranraer. I got very good support from the county councillors, but the management said they would take it in consideration. They didn't give us a response, but I think it's very, very important to show that, the whole consultation is open for public consultation, and I think it'll actually be the quickest way to get a route selection, that if people feel confident that, every avenue is explored and that people's views are taken on board. Unfortunately, I think both on the Letterkenny consultation and the Belfast Stranraer bypass, most people thought that we're talking about the old routes and they didn't bother to turn up or they weren't aware of it. And at our meeting in Belfast, where there was 500 people, only five people raised their hand when they were asked were they at the original consultation in December, and that's only five out of 500. People were just in shock. They assumed that when you're talking about the Belfast Stranraer bypass or the TNT, they assumed it was in the southern route. So the fact that the routes have been changed, both in Belfast Stranraer and in Letterkenny, I think there is an onus, and I can't see any harm in holding another drop-in. And actually, you're better holding it now than having to been forced to hold it later on, which would probably go and delay the whole project.
And these drop-in consultations are vital to allow people to have their say. And as you said, many people mightn't have been aware beforehand, but now it is an opportunity for them again.
Every day there are people ringing me, up and including today, four or five calls already. People have been told by neighbours, or they read it in the paper or heard it in the radio, and they heard the conversation. They didn't realise it's going through the middle of their house or it's going in front of their house or the back of the house. Every day people are finding out about it. But up to a month ago, very few, if anybody, knew it was going the northern route, and an awful lot of people just found out about it the last minute. An awful lot did go to the drop-ins, but they were that sort of taken back and shocked, the fact that all six routes were on the northern side in the case of Belfast and Stranraer bypass, that kind of left the meeting before we realised, or I think in order for, you know, to have confidence in the whole process and to ensure that sort of, and in order this thing will end up on board Panala. And I think, you know, really that I would be calling on senior management within the council and the TAA to agree to another drop-in sooner rather than later.